Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're continuing with the subject called Real Life Examples of the Healing Ministries. We're dealing with part 5 of a 7-part series and topic number 6, Elderly Woman Hit by a Car. Please remember in all of these examples I'm giving you that I was not an ordained minister of the gospel at the time. I was an ordinary believer. What I'm trying to say is God wants the ordinary, everyday believer to lay hands upon the sick and to pray in faith for healing, and God will honor that. Let's go now to topic number 6, elderly woman hit by a car. The next example of the healing ministry is that of my mother, who was at the time of the accident 65 years of age. The accident occurred in 1993 as she and her friend had just come back from a bus trip late in the afternoon. They had both just stepped out of the bus and to cross a busy road that had double lines on both sides, separated by a grass island down the center. Both women crossed the first set of double lanes without problems from any traffic. They then checked to see for oncoming traffic as they crossed over the green island onto the next set of double lines, but no traffic could be seen coming, so all was thought to be safe. As they crossed the final part of the road towards the footpath of the opposite side, a car came out of a shopping centre entering the busy road at high speed and did not see the two women. The car hit my mother first and then her friend. The friend ended up with a broken leg but still in a good condition, while my mother went up onto the motor cover of the car because of the high impact speed and then onto the windscreen where she smashed it with her head, and then she was thrown by the impact forward off the car ahead onto the road approximately 5 to 6 metres. Normally this would have killed a person at the age of 65. I received a phone call from the hospital, so I went up there immediately to the emergency department where I met the doctor in charge. As I went up to the hospital, I said and I prayed, "Lord, I pray for her protection daily. Why did she have an accident?" He said to me just a simple sentence in my heart or in my spirit, "She's in my hands." I had no idea what that meant at the time. The doctor advised me of her condition, which is as follows. She had both bones broken in her left leg below the knee, all ribs broken in 2 places on her left side, her pelvis was broken, both wrists broken, an ankle broken on the left side. Her shoulder on the left side was smashed, as well as her skull was cracked all the way around from the impact of the windscreen. He did not know what the internal damage was just yet. He said to me just simply, "We give her 24 to 48 hours to live." When he said that, I said to him, "My God is greater." He then left me alone because he said he had seen miracles before and he understood what I wanted to do. As I waited in the waiting room, I prayed and asked the Lord what I should do. And he spoke to me in my spirit to pray the word of God, which is the answer over any situation, over the doctor's report. The next day, I went back to the hospital where she was admitted to intensive care, where she stayed for 11 days and she did not die. The damage to her internally was that the brain had become damaged as it hit the skull on the inside. As I continued to pray for her, the Lord told me each time to pray His word over every problem in the name of Jesus. Her memory was also gone back to the days of World War II, but as I prayed the word of God, her memory came back to a present day. Another day I came up into her room to visit, and a lot of doctors had just finished talking about her situation, and when I asked her what they were discussing, she told me that they could not find any damage to the brain anymore. It was gone. I thank Jesus. Only He could do a miracle like that. She came out of the hospital in about 3.5 months, just on a walking stick, but healed. But during that time in hospital, she received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In other words, she got born again. I found out later that while she and her friend were lying on the road waiting for the ambulance, a Christian couple drove past and saw the two women and prayed and said, "Lord, if these two women don't know you yet, don't take them." Even then, God was protecting her. She was indeed in His hands. At the time of writing this testimony, she is now 90 years of age and she lived to the age of 92 and is now with the Lord. What are the points we should learn from a testimony like this? Believe God is the first point. Believe God for the impossible. Do not accept what the world says about a situation. Speak and confess the word of God over the doctor's report, which is not the final report. The word of God is the final report. Thank God for doctors that they can give you an accurate report that you can pray accurately towards. Third point, do not accept death when you have the ability and authority to speak the words of life in the name of Jesus. Fourth point, God's word is absolute truth, final authority, and the answer to every situation in life if you believe and you confess it. The Holy Spirit is also waiting for you to speak words of faith that He can make it happen. Thank you for being with me once again today. We're doing part six as the next part. And part six, we're dealing with topic number 7, a teenage boy with a brain tumor. Thank you and God bless.